Be seated. I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be here with you all this morning and to worship our great God together. And thank you for those opening thoughts, Brother Andy, and thank you for the singing this morning. God is worthy of our praise. Thank you for that prayer. I think we'll just begin right in with the few thoughts I have. I'd like to talk a little bit about peace, perfect peace. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, a verse we all know, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee." And so I just like to share a few thoughts, a few encouraging, hopefully it can be encouraging to you all. It's been encouraging to me. I just sense that I need that in my life, and that's what I'm wanting to share with you. So I want God to do a deeper work in my heart in this way. If we want perfect peace, we must keep our mind stayed on God. This shows God that we trust in Him. Perfect peace. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Perfect, being entirely without fault or defect, flawless, complete. Complete peace. Complete peace comes from keeping our minds stayed on God. How do we keep our minds stayed on God? So the word stay as a verb, stayed, staying, to provide physical or moral support for, sustain, to fix on something as a foundation. So where is our foundation? Is it on the Lord? Is our minds stayed on the Lord? Is that our foundation? Is that where we defer back to? Or maybe if our mind is, if there's not a whole lot going on in our mind, does it divert back to God when we're not, maybe sometimes, is God always in our subconscious mind? Just some thoughts to ponder. Chapter 26, verse 3 in the Amplified Bible. "You will keep in perfect peace and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation." So, may that be our hearts this morning. What is the condition in this verse? What is our responsibility? So we have a promise, but there's a condition in that verse. Seems like we must keep our mind stayed on God. How do we keep our mind stayed on God? So I'd like to try to bring it a little practical. For me, it's helpful to try to take it a little more practical in my own heart and life and let it sink deep in there and really let it go deep in my heart and let it bring a change in me. God must be my foundation, my rock. I must recognize what God has done for me. I'd like to turn to Psalm, read a little bit here in Psalms. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." What has God done for me? Recognize, first of all, what He has done for me and the tremendous rock that He is in our lives and stability that He is. He has brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of sin, out of the miry clay, and He's set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And then we are blessed if we trust in the Lord. So recognize what God has done for me. And that gives, He is our foundation and our rock. Why else we just want to keep our mind stayed upon Him and focused on Him, and He'll bring stability into our lives. Another one here, I must make sure God truly is my rock. That's my another thing that's for me to take to heart. It's a condition for me. It's something for me that God is requiring. Psalm 18, verse 1 through 2, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So is that my testimony? Is that my testimony for me that the Lord really is my rock? He's the one that I go to. He's the security. He's the one that the reason that I'm here. May that be our testimony. And then also in verse 46, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. So that's something for us to do, is claim Him as ours. And before we're going to have that peace and that stability, we must claim Jesus Christ as our rock and the one that we build our lives upon before we'll have that true peace. And that passes all understanding, that perfect peace, that complete peace, that peace that is whole. It's beyond comprehension. It's beyond describing it. And then secondly, another point here is my mind must be steadfast on God. Steadfast is firm in allegiance to a person, belief, or cause, loyal, unswerving, firmly fixed in a place, unmovable, not subject to change. So steadfast. That's another thing I had to think of. Going back to that Amplified, it says that is committed and focused on you. I think that goes right with it. Commitment and focusing on God. So the Bible talks about having a single eye. I think that goes right with it. And so anything else that is distracting us from God and from what God wants to do in our lives seems like a distraction. And sometimes there's thoughts that can come that can be distracting. And it takes away from me being steadfast on God. And I just want to, in my own heart, I just want to be committed to focus on God and be more steadfast on Him, to let Him work in my heart and give me that perfect peace. Because it's a promise here that He will do that if we are steadfast and stayed upon Him. So I must be committed to God, and I must be focused on God. So that's what I have on my heart this morning. I came across this verse, and I had read it. I've been reading in Isaiah. It was a little further back from what I had been reading, and it just blessed me. I just felt like I needed it for myself, and I just wanted to share it with you. We want that perfect peace, but however, whatever it is for you, to take it personally for you, or however it can help you, I just leave that with you. But for me, it blessed me. I just wanted to be more steadfast, and I want to focus on God, and I want Him to be my foundation, and remember what He really has done for me, and just go on with Him. So I'd like to read again this in Amplified, you will keep in perfect and constant, there's that word constant, peace. We don't have to go up and down. It don't have to be sometimes and sometimes not. Constant peace, the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. And so another thing that comes to my mind is when we do our part, the fruits of that will be trusting. It shows God that we're trusting Him. I think that'll be the fruits of it. Like the last of that verse, in my mind, that's what it's saying. It's a given that that's what we'll be doing if we stay on God, is we'll have them fruits of trusting and taking refuge in God, and have that hope and confident expectation that comes from God. And I think that's the fruits that'll come automatically from focusing and being stayed upon God. And I just blessed my heart. And I think that's about all I have. The song came to my mind. I'd just like to read it, and maybe we could sing it. That would be a blessing. Like a River Glorious came to my mind. I'd like to just read that to us, and then I'll take my seat. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Hidden in the hollow of His blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry, touch the Spirit there. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as He promised, perfect peace and rest. God bless you.